several public hearings that are going to be occurring, and the first are public hearing that involves the engineering department. There will be a discussion and presentation by, in the first case, Mr. Medlars and Mr. Ashman, and that's on the Frankfurt Business Park expansion of Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. There will be a subsequent hearing that Mr. Ashman will give a presentation. Subsequent to that, council will have an opportunity to ask questions. After those questions are answered, the process will be opened up so any member of the public may comment. If you desire to comment, please come forward, give your name and address, and make your comments at that point. Mr. Ashman, Mr. Medlars.
Thank you. This is for an expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This is our Dagsboro-Frankfurt area. Permission to post notices was issued on April the 9th. The parcels were posted on April the 22nd and advertised. The parcels are on the east side of DuPont Boulevard, SR 113, and south of the town of Frankfurt. The request was from Plitco LLC on behalf of their clients, Chesapeake Plumbing and Heating. And the engineering department is recommending the inclusion of several small parcels into the annexation to maintain our contiguous boundary, and no connection will be provided, so they will not be built at this time. The project's wishes to connect to existing infrastructure installed by the county, and an infrastructure use agreement will be required. Expansion consists of 20.34 acres, more or less, and the property owners will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 per EDU based on current rates. To date, we have had no correspondence either in support or opposition to the expansion, but one inquiry as to their ability to annex their parcel at this time. Mr. Medlars has discussed with them.
We had interactions with the party and extended our invitation to include this parcel, which is contiguous, if the party desires so. However, the infrastructure improvements will move up Route 113, not Delaware Avenue. So if we include this parcel today, then it would have to wait until infrastructure is available at Delaware Avenue extended. So the gentleman is in the audience, so in case he wants to testify in this particular issue.
Okay. Any questions?
President Council?
If not, then is there any member of the public that would like to address this issue? Is there any member of the public that would like to come forward and address this issue? There's a gentleman here. If you'd like to come forward, sir. If you'll give us your name and address, please.
Hello. Wesley Hayes, Jr., 3459 Delaware Avenue, Frankfurt, Delaware. Pardon my tardiness. Had the 16th on this. We fought for a long time trying to get county to get sewer down there quite a while. There's a piece of property across from where this sewer district is to come through, and we'd like to be included in that also. And that's adjacent to the property where this sewer is coming through.
Will Martin.
Yes, 19.53 acres. Anytime there's sewer and water extended anywhere, there's always a potential growth. Right now, I've spoken to Travis at Chesapeake Plumbing and Supply on numerous occasions. When you have growth, you have more traffic and so forth. Delaware Avenue has an issue right now, which I've already petitioned DelDOT by changing the posted speed limit. For one, because a lot of his employees don't respect the road. So I know anytime you have growth and more traffic, more truck traffic, so forth. We own a small business down there as well. And it's dear to me because my son was killed on that road at the age of 7. And it's duly needed. We do have some safety concerns, which I've addressed, because right now where the sewer line exists from the railroad track down on Delaware Avenue, there's a swell which water lies in the road right now. So what we have is constant traffic riding down the wrong side of the road, which, you know, that also needs to be addressed as well. because it's a safety concern. The speed limit changes from the railroad crossing to 25, 45 before there, but people are riding 60 and 70 miles an hour. And like I said, when you expand growth, you have more traffic and so forth. So it's definitely a concern and how to handle it. And I really would like to see all of Chesapeake's traffic on the highway side in and out. There is a farm interest there now for agriculture, but that would be one of the things. I mean, and it bothers not just only myself, but Delaware Avenue Association, which we're actually fighting right now trying to get water down there, which we have been, and this council is aware of it. For over 20 years, we've been fighting and fussing about getting water, you know, and then you look and see this proposal comes up. It's kind of disheartening, so to speak, because the railroad crossing was a fight to get a sleeve put in there for water. The town was supposed to purchase the pipe, and we didn't get it, you know. And I was told to my face, we're not buying no damn pipe. And that was a previous council. So there are some underlying issues. I know you have one thing to do here, and you're about extending your service in one respect, but there's a lot of things that go into extending that, I think, that needs to be considered. So, okay. With that being said, that's all I have.
Thank you, sir.
Just wondering, would it be possible to extend it to that?
We'll ask when we get done the public hearing. Let's get the public hearing. Yeah.
Is there anyone else that would like to hear today that would like to address this issue? Anyone else here today that would like to address this? Mr. Medlars?
Madam Lars, if you'd address the issue of that piece of property.
Councilman, we are prepared to, we have spoken with the gentleman before, had a couple of detailed discussions, and we are prepared to recommend to include his parcel in the annexation as well. That makes it cleaner, because then, as long as he understands that right now the infrastructure we discussed is running up 113, but in the future we will have infrastructure on Delaware Avenue extended. We are aware of the legacy issue with the pavement on Delaware Avenue. We're working on it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Should we clarify first that he would like to be included?
Sure. Would you like to be included?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was covered. Okay.
Okay. At this time, Mr. President, we close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. We have a motion.
Be a resolution, I believe.
Resolution, whatever it is.
You want me to do this because I got the extra parcel?
Yes. Yes, please.
Okay. Resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 433-11-21, 21.00, 21.02, 22, and 23, and with the addition of this parcel would be 433-11-19. On the east side of DuPont Boulevard, parcels are located in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton. Aye, we have motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next hearing is Mr. Ashman, and it's the Light Hype expansion of Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, and the same rules will apply as far as the conduct of the hearing. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. Again, this is a Sussex expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. Parcel is located off Muddy Neck Road near the canal. Permission to post notices was granted on April 16th. Parcels were posted on April 29th. It was requested by Davis, Bowen, and Friedel on behalf of their clients, Convergence Communities, for parcels 132-17-12. The front half of this project was near completion and in the final steps of annexation into the district. excuse me, and the final step of annexation into the district was never confirmed, and we found out that the parcel had not yet been annexed, and apparently their request and check were lost in the mail. We proceeded and got a new check and a request. The expansion will consist of 54.35 acres, more or less, and property owners will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 per EDU based on current rates. To date, we have received no correspondence in support or opposition to this expansion.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this matter? Is there any member of the public here today that would like, sir, come on up, please.
Morning. My name is Jack Kemmers. I live at 32893 East Riga in the Ocean Way Estates. My couple questions is, my property, I'm the dead end right there at the cul-de-sac, and I don't know if anybody's familiar, you got Aswoman Canal, and then between the two lots, there's another gully, and you're already started a project a couple years ago on the other side. Excuse me. My question is, how do you get in the utilities, the sewer, water, and natural gas, without filling, you're going to fill in that one canal gully that has the runoff from rain from the other side? You're going to fill that in with a large pipe, backfill it, and then how are you going to get the other utilities through there? Because your Ocean Way Estates is private.
Our utilities would be actually installed by the developers. They would be bringing in from the front half of the project, which is already in place. There's already connection points here and here, and I believe this way as well, that will come in and serve the back part of the unit. As far as gas, water, utilities, we don't control that out of our department.
Well, my question, how are you going to get it? It's a 10-foot by 5-foot runoff there for rainwater. Everything goes right into the Aswoman Canal. Are you going to put a large pipe in there and backfill it, then bring the utilities around? And then I'd also like to know what the setbacks are from the canal and my property and Ocean Way Estates.
That would be all part of the planning zoning approvals of the project. We're just basically doing the annexation into the sewer district. That should have been brought up at planning and zoning when they did the design of the project.
Sure.
Okay. Sure. I guess that's it. I just had a couple questions on that.
Sure.
And if I ever get an answer.
But I believe you can check with planning and zoning as to how the design of the project was and what is approved.
Sure. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to address this issue today? Anyone else? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires to close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council, close the public record. And I ask Mr. Ashman, I guess you have the motion.
I have a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include the Light Hype subdivision on the north side of Muddy Neck Road. Parcels are located in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. And
go to our 10:30 public hearing.
Yes. Thank you.